to the best of the church's music for the season of Lent at LutheranPublicRadio.org. Sacred music for the season of Lent, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Do you know when the church fathers were revived? The Reformation. In fact, our reformers said, we are going back to the scriptures and the church fathers.
But the deliverer is not come until Christmas. The deliverer doesn't come until Good Friday and Easter. The deliverer, it's not Saul, it's not even David, it is the son of David who sits at the right hand of God the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus, mysteriously, is already working it in us, and we have this promise that by eating the supper, not only are our sins forgiven, but our body and blood are going to become like his body and blood, risen from the grave.
Topics you can really sink your teeth into. That's why Iowa dentists love Issues Etc.
Over the explanation, doctors face two-year jail sentences for advertising and giving information on abortion. The headline reads, German parties to vote on out-of-date Nazi-era abortion law. That's the headline in The Guardian about a proposed change in Germany's law with respect to abortion. I wonder about those words, Nazi-era. Now, it may be true chronologically. Is something more being implied when they talk about a law that would forbid doctors from talking about abortion? When you call that Nazi era, maybe more is being implied than simply the time frame in which the law was written. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. live on this Monday afternoon, March the 12th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. Dr. Uwe Simonetta will be our guest to talk about that law forbidding German doctors from providing information on abortion. A little bit later, Karen Pressley, a former Scientologist, will join us to talk about the launching of the Church of Scientology's new TV network. What will it be? The promo that I saw, and it launched today, by the way, on just about every streaming outlet that is possible. The promo that I saw was a lot of pictures of Scientologists gathered with confetti cannons, big buildings that have Scientology emblazoned on the front. What is this new TV network about? And is it related in some way to the fact that celebrity and former Scientologist Leah Remini has had a very successful series that has debunked Scientology and talked to real former Scientologists about their time in that cult? Margot Cleveland will join us. We'll talk about the federal court's application of sex discrimination laws to transgendered individuals. And then Dr. Andrew Steinman will join us. A lot of evangelical supporters of President Trump have jumped on the bandwagon, declaring him to be a modern-day King Cyrus. King Cyrus being an Old Testament pagan king who allowed the people of Israel in exile to return from exile. I don't know exactly where the comparison is, but we'll take some of them apart with Dr. Andrew Steinman, author of the Concordia Commentaries on Daniel, Ezra and Nehemiah, Proverbs, and 1 and 2 Samuel in the last half hour of the program. Feel free to join us with questions or comments. Our call-in number 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, and the Issues Etc. comment line 618-223-8382. Joining us to talk about a German law forbidding doctors from providing information on abortion, Dr. Uwe Simonetta, a native of Germany, a former religion editor for United Press International, founder and emeritus director of the Center for Lutheran Theology and Public Life, and author of the book, The Fabricated Luther, Refuting Nazi Connections and Modern Myths. Uwe, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thanks.
What do you make of The Guardian's headline calling these laws Nazi-era abortion laws?
It's demented. It's demented because... First of all, abortion has been forbidden in Germany by law well before the Nazi era came in. Secondly, abortion is still not allowed. It's still officially forbidden. The only thing is, if you have an abortion, you might not get punished. You will not get punished, but it's still the Constitution of Germany in Article 1, Verse 1 states very clearly that all life is to be protected, including unborn life. So now this thing. Then propaganda advertising abortion services obviously would be a logical conclusion, a continuation of this very ancient law. Thirdly, it's quite possible that this particular, I'm quite sure, this Article 215B of the German Penal Code was promulgated in this period of the Nazi era, but not all laws promulgated passed in the Nazi era were Nazi laws, because in Germany you had two separate lines of jurisprudence. You had the Nazi jurisprudence, which with Nazi laws, and then you had your regular jurisprudence, civil law and penal codes that were remained the same. I mean, that is what most people complain about. Now, in this particular thing, the Guardian just picked up something from a German newspaper, the TAZ, which is a hard left newspaper. But Germany actually has still a constitutional prohibition of abortion. It's still on paper, and you would have to change the constitution for that.
So what is fomenting there among the doctors in Germany? I read a quote from one of them saying, "It's not as if anyone was in favor of abortions, neither myself nor the women who come to me, but it is damn well my duty to treat them medically." What's the mindset here, apparently?
Well, the mindset is it is very hypocritical. They say, no, we don't like abortion, but if somebody wants to have an abortion, then jolly well should give them. That's what it amounts to. You can say, I don't like theft, but if somebody steals, he has the perfect right to steal. I mean, it's nonsense, all this. It is. I think we discussed this, Todd, the last time we spoke. Every, pardon the expression, crap that comes across from America, and this is, of course, the abortion thing, Roe v. Wade, is picked up by the Germans because they're so insecure, picked up by the Germans and then systematized, and by the French and others. This whole crazy feminism that came over since the 1960s. But it is very, very clear that there is a constitutional prohibition of abortion in Germany. What? Now, you might say the Germans are hypocritical by not then actually punishing these people, but it is actually not at all. And proportionately, the Germans have, of course, much fewer abortions per annum than the Americans. Germany, America has about four times the population of Germany, and America has 1 million abortions a year, give or take a few hundred thousand, and we have 100,000. It's still far too much. I'm not, but it is. There is something still in the bones of the Germans, of many decent Germans, not to have abortions.
So, can you take us into kind of the mindset there that why it is enshrined in the Constitution itself? That seems highly unusual, that abortion is the taking of innocent life and therefore repugnant in the mindset of those who frame that Constitution. Take us into it.
Right. Well, look, let's go back to the Constitution. It's called the Basic Law in German. Grundgesetz is the German word. The Grundgesetz was formulated by a wonderful set of men and women in the aftermath of the Hitler era. Beautiful. It's a very elegantly written constitution. They picked up elements of the Weimar Republic constitution then, but it's beautifully done. It was written not just by Christian Democrats, but it was obviously also written by Social Democrats and Free Democrats. These are the liberals who participated in the framing of this constitution. And we have a constitutional court, which is the highest court in the land. It's called the Bundesverfassungsgericht, Federal Constitutional Court. And they are very, very diligent in protecting the Constitution. Now, then you can say, well, but how come you have abortions and there is no abortionists are not being punished? I would answer yes, because it's hypocritical, but still, the mindset is no, we do not support or allow abortion. Okay. Now, we have lived, have had this constitution since the foundation of the Federal Republic of Germany in 1949. And it was, by the way, is a constitution, the very first sentence of which mentions God and our duty to God and our fellow man. And it's still there, and it's not being taken out, and I don't think it's ever going to be changed, because you don't mess with the Constitution, especially since it is really a very, very fine paper. Okay, until very recently, until 1968, at least for the post-1968, student uprising all over Europe and here in America as well, politicians in Germany supported the Constitution without any question. The Social Democrats, who are now partners in the in a coalition government with Christian Democrats, by and large were also Christians. You had more Catholics among the Christian Democrats. We had more Protestants among the Social Democrats. But I have known wonderful Christians in the Social Democrat Party. For a long time, I was a Social Democrat, and I actually was managing editor of a Social Democrat newspaper. There were as many church-going, practicing Christians among the Catholics as there were among the Christian Democrats. All this drifted apart with the zeitgeist that we have now, the post-modernity. This is what you now hear and read in The Guardian and elsewhere is precisely the same sort of nonsense that you might hear here in the United States. And people, unfortunately, do not have the gumption, Christians often enough, do not have the gumption to oppose this. I'll give you one example. The current leader or the future leader of the Social Democrats is a woman by the name of Andrea Nahles. She's a church-going Roman Catholic. She goes to Mass every Sunday, but she says abortion is no sin. Well, I don't know where she learned her catechism, but I thought that the Roman Church at least was sound on that thing. She says there's no sin. I mean, she is, under normal circumstances, would excommunicate her if you were Catholic. But no, this wobbly stuff that comes on is precisely what you see now with the abortion issue, and it means that we now have 100,000 dead babies every year because of the refusal of some Christian Democrats, some Christian Democrats, then the Social Democrats, and then of course the Greens and the Socialists, the refusal to accept Christian values.
Dr. Uwe Simonetto is our guest. We're talking about a law forbidding German doctors from providing information on abortion. He's a native of Germany and founder and emeritus director of the Central for Lutheran Theology and Public Life. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the position of the new coalition government on this issue. Stay tuned.
This Lent, as you reflect on your chocolate and caffeine dependence, take a few moments to examine your reading habits, too. Are you feeding your soul on a diet of clickbait and tabloid fluff? Why not try a magazine with real spiritual substance? The Lutheran Witness brings the best of Lutheran reflection on faith and life, theology and culture right to you during Lent and throughout the year. Subscribe today at cph.org/witness. The Lutheran Witness, interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran Christian perspective.
Have you been too busy to get your associate's, bachelor's, or master's degree? Concordia University, Wisconsin offers 50 online educational options. Find out more at issuesetc.org. Click the Concordia University online logo and enter the program code ISSUES to waive your application fee. Concordia University, Wisconsin is here to strengthen and support the church. Lifelong Lutheran learning. issuesetc.org and click Concordia University, Wisconsin online.
Equipping the priesthood of all believers. You're listening to Issues, etc.
When pastors talk about us, they call us ad crucem. When laity mention us, they speak of ad crucem. When non-Lutherans address us, they say ADC Rucam. But no matter how you say it, Ad Crucem is the place to go for greeting cards, artwork, jewelry, ornaments, housewares, church certificates, church banners, and all your gift buying needs. Visit adcrucem.com, confessing the faith through art and word. ADCRUCEM.com.
Have you ever wanted to better understand philosophy and its impact on your family, your church, or your world, but didn't know where to begin? Concordia University, Wisconsin has an innovative, free online course for you entitled Philosophy Kata Christan. These six engaging video sessions are taught by noted Lutheran philosopher, lecturer, author, and pastor, Dr. Gregory Scholz. Learn more by clicking the Kata Christan logo at issuesetc.org. issuesetc.org. Welcome back to Issues, etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're talking with Dr. Uwe Simonetto about a law forbidding German doctors from providing information on abortion. Uwe, you mentioned before the break the coalition government. So where exactly are the lines drawn here on this issue? It sounds like it's kind of a mixed bag when it comes on the liberal side, but the coalition government, are they united against it?
Well, I can't really predict where it's going. The point is that the Christian Democrats, by and large, would be against abortion, as would be the AfD, the Alliance for Germany, which is the far-right group. I don't know how many Social Democrats would be against abortion, or dare to vote against abortion. And I don't know how this would work anyway, how you can affect a constitutional change like that. You might actually vote secretly, and I'm not sure about that. I'm not a lawyer. But I have my very, very serious doubts that they're going to change the Constitution anytime soon, which means that that they would openly allow abortion, which is, of course, that's Article 218. Now, the Article 218 of the Penal Code. To Article 219A of the Penal Code is then the addendum to Article 218. That is the one where you are not to advertise abortion services. But then it seems to me that if you do something illegal or unconstitutional, it makes a hell of a lot of sense to then have a law forbidding advertisements of these services that are unconstitutional. I think it's only logical that shouldn't be allowed. I think, but this is mere speculation, that because we've had almost 6 months without a normal functioning government because of all the negotiations for a coalition, all sorts of lunatics self-injected their thoughts. I think the whole thing is going to pass over very, very quickly as soon as the new coalition government is properly formed, which will be either this week or next week. And then we have much more urgent things to discuss, and I think it's going to be over by then. In the meantime, of course, papers like TAZ in Germany and The Guardian in Britain make a lot of kerfuffle about this, but I don't think it's going to take us very much further. Because basically, the Germans, yes, they want to be so sound liberal, but basically they have very ill feelings about this mass murder that takes place, against the Constitution, but tolerated by the law, which is, you know, people don't like hypocrites. But this is my feeling about the Germans. Maybe I'm totally wrong, but I suspect I'm right.
Dr. Uwe Simonetto is a native of Germany, a former religion editor for United Press International. He is founder and emeritus director of the Center for Lutheran Theology and Public Life and author of the book, The Fabricated Luther, Refuting Nazi Connections and Modern Myths. You'll find a link to this book at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand or call Concordia Publishing House and ask for The Fabricated Luther, 1-800-325-3040. Uwe, thank you very much for being our guest.
Thanks very much, Todd.
When we come back, Karen Presley is going to join us. She's a former Scientologist, and she was commanding officer in Scientology Celebrity Center International Network and later worked at the Church of Scientology's International Management Headquarters. She's authored the book Escaping Scientology. We're going to talk about the launch of Scientology's new TV network. It came today. It's being carried on most platforms. What will you see if you tune in? We'll find out right after this.
I'm delighted to be chairman of Preach the Word Project, a project of our synod to strengthen the preaching of all of us pastors in the synod. We know how eternally important that is.
Issues Etc. regular guest Dr. Carl Fekencher talking about the new Preach the Word Project.
So we've put together a program of 12 modules that will be coming out this year and over the next 3 years on a variety of preaching topics for pastors to do together with two other pastors, two guys they trust, two guys they feel comfortable with, written materials and very fine video quality materials that are now becoming available.
Preach the Word helps pastors work together to improve their preaching with several resources and by interacting with seminary professors and fellow preachers. Find out more at lcms.org/preachtheword. lcms.org/preachtheword. Preaching is challenging business. We all can use some fresh ideas. lcms.org/preachtheword.
Oh, Lord, open my lips.
Listen to chapel services live, weekday mornings from Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Morning Chapel from Kramer Chapel. Live weekday mornings at 9 Central, 10 Eastern, 8 Mountain, and 7 Pacific at issuesetc.org.
Imagine this. What if you planned your vacation? You picked the location based upon where you knew there was a good Lutheran church. Well, we're here to let you know that if you're planning a Southern Oregon vacation, whether you visit Crater Lake, raft the Rogue, fish for salmon, or head down to the Redwoods, there's still a place for you to receive forgiveness. Faith Lutheran Church in Rogue River, Oregon. What's a vacation without the gospel? Faith Lutheran Church, Sundays at 10 a.m. Visit faithrogueriver.org.
Daily exercise for the Christian mind. You're listening to Issues Etc.
People have confused pietism with piety and dumped piety along with dumping pietism. It's resulted in a real confusion about this.
Pastor Will Whedon, on his presentation at the 2018 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, making the case for godliness.
Any thought about dealing with how we actually live our lives is regarded as being, that's law, that's what we've been freed from, we don't have to think about that. Well, no, the whole point is, what does it look like to live with Jesus Christ having been crucified and raised from the dead?
You can meet and hear Pastor Whedon Friday, June 8th and Saturday, June 9th at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference in Collinsville, Illinois. Collinsville is 15 miles east of St. Louis. For more information, just look for the Making the Case logo at our homepage, issuesetc.org, or call 618-223-8385.